to the outside rail of an overpass. Richie did a double take and confirmed what his eye thought it saw. Sure enough, there stood what soon he would realize was a teenage boy whose gaze was fixed on the rocky ground some 40 feet below, cloaked in darkness. Richie tried to initiate conversation with the boy as he inched closer and closer as quietly as he could, but the boy remained silent. The bone-chilling wind would blow violently as Richie watched the teenage fingers straining to keep its grip on the cold railing. Richie pleaded with the boy one last time to at least come on the other side of the railing and just talk. But as he softly spoke, he noticed the boy's feet inching closer and closer to the edge as the boy tearfully told Richie, "I have nothing to live for." And at that moment, the boy finally let go and Richie plunged himself halfway over the railing, barely grabbing his arms around the teen's chest. And at that moment, a rush of onlookers helped lift Richie and lift the teen's limp, cold body back over the railing to safety. As they helped load the blanket-wrapped teen into the back of an ambulance, his and Richie's eyes were fixed onto each other, but were soon separated by the darkness as they faded into the night as the ambulance drove away. Richie says he often thought about that night and wondered whatever happened to the teen, and sadly often asked himself if the boy ever finished what he started that night, and maybe eventually took his own life. It wasn't until 2015 a friend of Richie sent him a link of a TED Talk that had already had 5.5 million views now, of a 27-year-old Mark Hennick telling his chilling story of how his savior in a brown jacket saved his life one night on an icy overpass some 12 years prior. Tears streamed down Richie's face as he watched Mark tell his story and tell how he got his own life back together, he dedicated his life to helping struggling teens. Mark ended his lecture and he urged his listeners to help find the man who helped him that night and tearfully said, "This man wasn't a trained professional, he was just a human being, and that's exactly what I needed in that moment, was just another human being to see me and to help me without judgment." Richie says he was overwhelmed with happiness that the teen not only was alive, but now doing great things in his life. Richie was urged by his friends and family over the following weeks to come to contact Mark, and eventually he would send him a message. "Hi, Mark, this is Mike. I believe I may be the man in the brown jacket." Mark remembers the moment he read the message, his savior finally has a name. The man in the brown jacket is Mike Richie. The two men would talk numerous times in the days and weeks to come and eventually would meet in person. Mark says he remembers thinking, "How do I thank someone for giving my whole life back to me?" As the two men approached one another, hardly a word was spoken, but their eyes fixed on one another, just like they did that night. The two men embraced one another, fighting back tears of joy, but it was at that moment, Mark says, it dawned on him that once again he was in the arms of his Savior, that Mike didn't want anything in return. Just the overwhelming joy of what Mark had done with his life was thank you enough. Mark introduced then his wife of 5 years and 2-year-old son. The two men have since become inseparable friends, and Mike is even now the godfather to Mark's son. How do you repay someone for giving you your whole life back? That is exactly what we've come here today to do, to remember the selfless sacrifice of our Savior and what he did for us on the cross. Romans 5:6 tells us, "For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Each and every one of us was found standing on that ledge of sin with an endless abyss of darkness lying below. But as a kind and loving Savior reached out his hand to bring us to safety, it was up to us to reach back. And we come here today to remember what Jesus did for us on that cross, the cross that should have been us on there, but instead he took our place. 1 Peter 1:3 tells us, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but now believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as an outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls." How do you thank someone for giving you your whole life back? We remember them and remember that sacrifice. And secondly, we live a life worthy of that sacrifice. That way one day when we can embrace him in glory, he can say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Father and God in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for this day you've blessed us with. We thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, that we can come and gather around your son's table, Lord, and remember that great and glorious sacrifice, Lord, that he gave his life for us on that cross, Lord, that he became our sin and took the punishment, Lord, that should have been ours for our sins and transgressions, Lord. And just help us, Lord, as we remember that sacrifice, as we partake of these emblems, Lord, which represent his body and his blood, help us to do so in a worthy manner, Lord, and just help us to live a life, Lord, worthy of that sacrifice. And we look forward to that glorious day, Lord, when we can see you and embrace you and thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.